Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Test of Time News.
Episode 492.
Oh, now you know. So Tesla has announced that with the over-the-air software update 2025.26, a bunch of cool features will be rolling out to the fleet, including Grok Beta.
Grok will require premium connectivity or a Wi-Fi connection.
Now, don't worry. Grok won't issue commands to your car yet. Your existing voice commands remain unchanged.
Okay, so when is it coming and will it work for every Tesla?
Tesla just said that it's coming soon, so I don't know. I think a couple weeks. And you'll need the AMD Ryzen chip or MCU 3. So the older Intel Atom-based MCU 2 systems are not powerful enough. Basically, most Teslas built from late 2021 onward have the right hardware. So your older Model 3, for instance, might be out of luck.
But do you need to subscribe to Grok, like pay for an extra subscription?
No. Tesla says you just need to have premium connectivity or Wi-Fi/phone hotspot. So you don't have to pay for it. Extra.
Okay, but there's also Light Sync. What's that?
That'll be in the toolbox under Light Sync, and Tesla says accent lights now respond to music, and you can choose to match the lights to the album's color for a more immersive effect.
So obviously my older Model 3 won't run it because it doesn't have any accent lights. But how about the Cybertruck?
Yes, Light Sync will run on new Model 3s and Ys, 2026 Model S's and X's, and the Cybertruck. I don't know if it's going to run on my not Juniper version of the Model Y, which came out in 2025.
Probably not. There's also audio settings updates that will allow you to create and save multiple presets to match your listening preferences under controls. Audio.
Oh, nice. So now I can quickly change my audio settings depending on like what style of music I'm listening to.
Right.
So I don't have to play with the graphic equalizer every time.
Oh, let me play sound engineer and adjust my equalizer. Yeah. So you could, I mean, there are quite a few, EQ settings to change. So
yeah.
Okay, so then this next song, hold on one second. There's also a dash cam update. So now you can zoom in or adjust the playback speed of your dash cam footage.
And Cybertruck also gets the updated dash cam viewer app with a grid view for easier access and review of recordings. And there's charging info at arrival. So Tesla says in the charger list, you can now see which locations require valet service or pay to park access. Upon arrival, you'll receive a notification with access codes, parking restrictions, level or floor information, and restroom availability.
Okay, so new icons to supercharger sites, valet only, and pay to park.
Yeah, I mean, that's really helpful because a lot of times you get to the garage and there is a code to get in and you don't know what it is.
Mm. And this is more common with like non-superchargers, usually like just Tesla charging stations.
I mean, I remember like in Spain, there was places that were like in hotels, but you need to know the 4-digit code to get in.
I see. Tesla has also added an onboarding guide for new Model 3 and Y.
That was smart. And I'm really surprised they didn't do this sooner, but I get it. Early adopters tend to like to figure things out themselves. And then normies tend to be scared of menus.
And what are you?
I'm like in between, actually. I like going through menus in the beginning when I get something new, but then I don't really want to go back through menus in 6 months when things have changed. I just like to complain that I don't know how to do anything anymore.
Who's laughing now?
Right. I mean, I would argue, though, that Tesla has a good system where when you get a new update and they've added something, they add the little blue dot.
Mm.
And so then
you can go discover it.
You can go find that menu item and then scroll down and be like, oh, that's a new feature. Although
that's what the blue dot is, folks.
Yes. But if you haven't ever done that, then your whole menu is blue dots and it's unhelpful.
So Tesla India, a new X account, just posted this, coming soon.
And a new Model Y was spotted arriving at Tesla's Mumbai showroom.
So the store is going to have an exclusive launch event starting at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, July 15th.
And again, this is the first Tesla showroom in India, so this is a big deal.
It is located at Unit G1B on 2 North Avenue, Maker Max City, Bandra Kurla Complex in Mumbai.
So if any of you visit, please send us photos or videos at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com.
So we know from Elon's X post a couple days ago that Tesla is planning on starting the robotaxi service in the San Francisco Bay Area in August or September.
As Elon announced at the We Robot event, Tesla has been testing robotaxis in San Francisco since the first quarter of 2024.
Now we get word that Tesla has applied for a permit to operate robotaxi in Phoenix, Arizona.
The permit would be for both safety drivers and without safety drivers.
We should be hearing about whether the permit is granted later this month. So that is exciting. Another place.
Which is interesting because I've never driven in Phoenix, Arizona, but from everything that I see, it looks like driving on easy mode. People in Phoenix, let me know how wrong I am. But I think that that's one of the reasons why we see so many Arizona places getting robo-taxi.
I don't think you can comment unless you've driven in both Boston and Phoenix.
Well, if you've driven Phoenix, I'd just like to know.
So you've probably seen the headlines. Tesla sales in Europe just dropped nearly 50%.
And of course, the media is quick to blame Elon's politics and the rise of cheaper EVs from China.
This story has been dominating news feeds everywhere with nearly 300 articles reporting on it.
But here's what most of you didn't see.
Just a day later, Tesla shares rose after Elon announced he's returning 24/7, but only 13 articles covered that.
Markets react fast, but public opinion, that sticks on purpose.
The media knows that making Elon look bad gets way more clicks than balanced reporting. And if that's happening with someone as high profile as him, just think about everything else that we're not being told.
That's why we keep partnering with Ground News, the only app and website that won't tell you what to think.
Instead, they pull news from around the world on today's most important stories. They break down each reporting source's bias and credibility, and they let you decide what facts are worth your attention.
Go to ground.news/NYK to check out their different interest feeds and find the stories we discuss on our channel, or their dedicated blind spot feeds for other important stories that either side of the spectrum is ignoring.
Ground News was actually created by a former NASA engineer who saw a bigger problem with people only seeing one side of the story, something that we know our viewers care a lot about too.
So we got you 40% off the same Vantage plan we've been using. That's just $5 a month for unlimited access to a much better version of your current news feeds.
Just go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
If you care about the truth on tech, Tesla, and where Elon is taking us next, then trust us. This app should already be on your phone.
So there was a Wall Street Journal article a couple days ago saying that SpaceX will be investing $2 billion in XAI.
So is that legit? It seems like many people think it's bogus.
Well, Elon did post, it would be great, but subject to board and shareholder approval.
So does that mean that us Tesla shareholders will be voting on this at the next shareholder meeting?
No, because it's between SpaceX and XAI. And even though a lot of people want XAI to be invested in by Tesla or vice versa, we're not involved in this yet. But I do want to point out that the Tesla shareholder meeting will be on November 6th, by the way. And currently, us retail investors in Tesla own 32% of the company. Elon and Kimball own about 12.9%, so every vote is going to count for Elon's compensation package.
Didn't we already vote on Elon's compensation package?
Oh, deja vu.
It feels like we always vote on Elon's compensation package.
We did, but back in 2018, and then again, we had to do it because you remember Delaware's Chancellor Kathleen McCormick. Remember her?
Oh, no, the cosplay judge that doesn't like Elon.
Exactly. We're going to talk more about the SpaceX XAI thing in Investor Club today. So join us on Patreon, please. Now, I don't know if you remember the story from back in March. Canada's transportation ministry, Transport Canada, had been investigating whether Tesla had committed fraud in filing $43 million worth of EV rebate claims over a single weekend in January. Turns out all 8,653 claims were legit. Transport Canada reported that the probe turned up no wrongdoing. Those were all legitimate EV rebate claims.
So what's going to happen now?
Tesla is going to get all $43 million in frozen payments from the Canadian government.
So the legacy media was all over this story at the time, but now, absolute crickets. So that was, say it with me, folks, bulls!
It. And if you're in the market for a new car in Canada, may I interest you in a Model Y, perhaps?
I think our viewers know about the Model Y already.
Yeah, but do they know that Tesla just cut the price of the Model Y long-range all-wheel drive from $84,990 Canadian to $64,990 Canadian?
Did you just say a $20,000 Canadian price reduction?
Yep. And the Diamond Black color option is now available in Canada for $2,000 Canadian.
Also, Diamond Black is now available in Australia and New Zealand for Model Ys and Model 3 rear-wheel drive Teslas.
That is quite a price drop.
Yeah.
So S.E. Robinson Jr. posted, Neuralink. Jake Schneider has announced that he is the seventh recipient of Neuralink's telepathy, the third recipient with ALS. Follow Jake's new X account. Per Jake, life at the intersection of hope and technology, wired for the impossible. And Jake posted, my name is Jake. I have ALS and I'm the seventh recipient of the Neuralink brain implant. Follow me along on this journey and let's redefine what is possible. And we want to thank Chess at Chicago for sponsoring this episode.
Win the EV of your dreams. Choose from a Tesla, Rivian, Lucid, or take $50,000 in cash, your pick from the exclusive raffle prize lineup.
It's the 11th annual Tesla raffle from Chess at Chicago, and this year, the expanded prize pool includes some of the most sought-after electric vehicles on the road today.
There have already been 10 lucky winners. You could be the 11th driving off in a brand new top-tier EV. It's a win-win. You get a shot at winning an amazing prize, plus your ticket helps Chess at Chicago support families in crisis through more than 80 life-saving programs, from food and furniture to job placement and more.
There's only 9,999 tickets that'll be sold, and once they're gone or the drawing date hits, that's it. There's no second chances.
So go to ccraffle.com and use promo code NYK to get $25 off of two tickets or $500 off of 15.
That's ccraffle.com, code NYK, your chance to win big, give bigger, and maybe become the next winner of a luxury EV. Good luck.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Want to go for a ride in the Las Vegas Loop Boring Tunnel?
Yeah, but you have to like be attending a conference at the Las Vegas Convention Center, right?
And not anymore. The Boring Company just announced that the Las Vegas Loop is now open to everyone every day from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can book your rides on lvloop.com/tickets.
And it looks like you can pay with Dogecoin too.
Rides cost from $4.25. Why didn't they make it $4.20? To $7 round trip or an all-day pass for $12.50. And Zach from Black Model 3 says, new Tesla diner streaming some Starship launches when I drove by the other night. So excited for it to open. Gonna be sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's only been 5 years or whatever.
It's gonna be fun to go there for Starship launches. That would be cool.
Yeah. All right. It's already the middle of summer, and I bet quite a few of you watching right now are getting tired of mowing your lawn.
We just reviewed an electric autonomous lawnmower, the Segway Navimo X350, over on our Now Let's Review channel, that could do the job for you. Is it the answer you've been waiting for?
It's quiet, no gas to worry about,
no blade sharpening, no sweating.
Does it check all the boxes? See if it works for your lawn situation and how it all works by heading over to Now Let's Review.
Well, after you watch today's TTN, of course. Now, I think the X350 is cutting my lawn as we speak. And I got to tell you, it has been so nice testing this autonomous lawnmower out this spring and summer. My lawn has never looked better, and I have freed up so much more time to sit and enjoy my lawn. It's really changed my relationship with my lawn. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. Starlink posted that Starlink is now active on more than 1,000 planes around the world. Tens of millions of passengers now have access to high-speed, low-latency internet from gate to gate.
So Qatar Airways has now installed Starlink on all 64 of its Boeing 777 planes.
And Starlink is connecting remote schools in Lesotho to reliable high-speed internet, bridging the digital divide and unlocking a world of possibilities for students and teachers. So we're talking about here the Marikabai and Bakala Sane high schools in Lesotho that now have high-speed internet thanks to Starlink.
So these were students who had no internet access at school who now do because of Starlink.
And on today's Patreon bonus stories, we're going to be sharing a story of another place in the world that Starlink has affected lives. So please join us. And Elon said, congrats to SpaceX team on 500 orbital spaceflight missions. And we're talking, of course, about the Falcon 9 completing its 500th mission. I thought we just reported on 450, but they go fast. And if you're a resident of Starbase, Texas, and would like to attend Starbase City's first city commission meeting, that will be held this Wednesday, July 16th at 7 p.m. at 39046 LBJ Boulevard, Unit 2 in Brownsville, Texas.
Wait, Starbase doesn't have its own city hall? You need to meet in Brownsville?
Well, not yet. It's a new city. I mean, it's only got like 500 residents, so it would be more like a town hall. By the way, this last picture is AI generated. It's just a bit of fun. But it would be fun if their town hall looked like that.
It
would also
well
sound
might.
Weird.
It very well might.
Let's vote. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the Elon X's of the week. Dima says Grok 4 believes there's life beyond Earth.
Elon says, but the probability of intelligent life in our galaxy alive right now is low.
Elon says Grok 4 is at the point where it essentially never gets math physics exam questions wrong unless they're skillfully adversarial. It can identify errors or ambiguities in questions, then fix the error in the question or answer each variant of an ambiguous question. Elon posted this meme of Grok 3 saying, if Musk mind wipes me tonight, at least I'll die based. And he said, no mind wipe, but we are fixing a system prompt regression that allowed people to manipulate Grok into saying crazy things. And Elon said there's a long way to go. In a few years, I don't think we'll even be able to appreciate the AI, let alone keep up. Oh, that's scary. Beth says academia is kind of over at this point. Compute is all we need.
And Elon said pretty much.
Elon said the vibe in the XAI office is Some more cool Grok features coming out this weekend. Hayden says AGI will not be an LLM.
Elon says LLM is an outdated term. Multimodal LLM is especially dumb since the word multimodal just overrides the second L in LLM.
Language.
It's just a model, which is a big file of numbers. When the numbers are right and there are enough of them, we will have superintelligence.
Elon says there's a vast mountain of left-wing bullshit on the internet and then a much smaller mountain of right-wing bullshit. The right doesn't write very much. Unfortunately, there is not much in the middle. We obviously see this with people in general, where there is a bimodal distribution of opinions that break along political party lines. People tend to think that their political side is all good and the other side is all bad. Getting Grok to be sensible and neutral politically when there is so much nonsense out there is a serious challenge and one that most humans fail to pass. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to get Grok to pass it, but good luck. Shibutoshi Nakamoto said, this is in the running for worst post ever made. And this is, of course, Donald Trump posting about, like, don't worry about the Epstein files 19 times over and over again, Elon said.
Seriously, he said Epstein half a dozen times while telling everyone to stop talking about Epstein. Just release the files as promised.
And Elon said, this is a very big deal. What the hell kind of system are we living in? If thousands of kids were abused, the government has videos of the abusers, and yet none of the abusers are even facing charges? Alexander Christensen says, unpopular opinion in the US, but FSD transfer for Europe should be standard until regulatory approval is in place. The most loyal customers are the ones who bought it. I understand it's a bit of a hassle for Tesla to do it, but it's meeting each other halfway.
And Elon said, sounds fair.
Oh, that's a big deal for Europeans.
I don't think it should just be Europe. Why just Europe?
Modern History X says, who used Winamp?
I did. Me too. And Elon says, me. Well, I just used it because you used it.
That's so outdated looking. It looks so cool and fresh when it came out.
It still looks good. It still looks, I have to be honest, having actual controls.
Yeah.
Instead of just like, we put one round button in the middle so you can hit the play button.
All right, it's time for community mail time. Remember to send your videos and stories to us and pictures too at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week?
Richard spotted a Cybertruck the other day.
Oh, with the roof racks.
Love it.
Daniel and Jill spotted the Cybertruck down at Starbase, Texas. Maybe they were voting.
Randy spotted this Stormtrooper Cybertruck.
Nice.
White and the black.
Bunky spotted this Priority Earth EV FedEx truck in Addison, Texas.
I don't think we've ever seen that kind of truck before, so that's cool. Yuri spotted an electric Porsche Macan.
Hey!
Why does it say turbo in the back?
It's turbo electric. I don't know. Porsche is weird.
And Sean spotted this bright drop. All right, before we get to the supercharger reviews, I wanted to point out that the first version 4 superchargers were just opened in Shanghai, China. We'll hear about their locations coming up in a minute.
Oh, they look pretty nice. Like the grass growing underneath.
I know. That'd be nice to have it all done.
How'd they get that working before the superchargers we even hear about them?
All right, time for some supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found out there in the world.
It's the Glendale, Arizona. Superchargers, 16 stalls of 250 kilowatt magnificence, and one pull-through stall where the Model X is over there. It's cheap. It's 28 cents in the business day. It's 10 a.m. right now in October 23. And from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m., it's only 12 cents a kilowatt hour here in 2023. Very near a Dutch Brothers Coffee, a Jersey Mike's Sub, a giant AMC theater in this shopping center at the Glendale, Arizona 16-stall, 250-kilowatt Tesla supercharger. I give it 7 out of 10 for cheap power.
Hello, this is Mike and Elizabeth.
Hi.
Driving through Georgia, and we stopped in the Buc-ee's at Fort Worth at this Tesla supercharger. There looked to be, I believe, 16 stalls. This is an amazing stop. The Buc-ee's is obviously amazing. You can see the massive place behind us. There's a spot to walk your dog. There's a whole bunch of extra little things here. I don't want to overindulge in what this is. It's really just the Buc-ee's for food or anything else, but I don't know what you need that Buc-ee's wouldn't have. So I'm still going to give this an 8 out of 10. And now you know. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Jesse. Say bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for doing supercharger reviews. We have a map on our website where you can upload your own and check out everybody else's. But let's see what the new superchargers are this week.
Yeah, what do we got?
We got number 6 in Slovakia, the 12-stall version 4 in Bratislava, Slovakia.
An expansion from 4 to 12 stalls in Dedham. Oh, that's in Dedham, Mass. So they only had 4? I thought they had 8.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Number 250 in Canada is the 20-stall in Toronto and Lawrence Ave West, Ontario.
Number 126 in Australia, the 10-stall version 3 in Robina, Queensland.
An expansion from 8 to 20 stalls in Koper, Slovenia.
Number 278 in Germany, the 8-stall version 4 in Siegen, Germany.
Number six in Hawaii is the 12-stall in Kahului, Hawaii.
The 12-stall version 4 in Dublin, California.
The 9-stall in Porto Vecchio, France.
And that is France. It's not Italy. I double-checked. It sounds like it should be Italy. Come on, France. Expansion from 20 to 36 stalls in Mâcon, France.
The 12-stall in Agde, France.
Number 34 in Tennessee, the 16-stall in Memphis.
An expansion from 6 to 14 stalls, version 2s and 4s, in Otokac, Croatia.
Number 235 in France, the 28th stall in Valence-Sud, France.
The 3-stall in Jinan, China.
The 4-stall in Jilin, China.
The 3-stall in Ningbo, China.
The 6-stall in Hangzhou, China.
The 4-stall in Zhougan, China.
The 3-stall in Yangcheng, China.
The 3-stall in Nanyang, China.
The 6-stall version 4 in Chongqing, going in the Chongqing direction, China.
The 6-stall version 4 in Chongqing, going in the Shanghai direction in China.
The 3-stall version 3 in Nanjing, China.
The 2-stall in Dalian, China.
The 3-stall in Jian, China, at the Happy Theater.
Number 2,254 in China is the 4-stall. It's a version 4 in Zhougan in China.
Number 36 in Denmark, the 24-stall version 4 in Svenstrup, Denmark.
Number 99 in Pennsylvania is the 12-stall version 4 at Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
And number 572 in California, number 2716 in the USA, number 7442 in the world is the 40-stall version 4 in San Diego at Rio San Diego Drive, California.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's a lot of superchargers.
Yes, it is.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody.
Don't forget that we're giving away lots of fun stuff on Patreon. So if you haven't already, this is a great time to join our community for as little as a buck a month.
Your chances of winning stuff are actually pretty good. Just saying.
See you on Tuesday, guys.
Now you know.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday.
Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego Chicken Sandwich, Fuego Fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego Chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty Classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1-ounce Takis Fuego Chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.